attracted a good deal of attention as the group climbed a broad stairway and debouched into a vast atrium. Figures of all stripe and station, officials, advisers, soldiers, stopped in their tracks, even while trying not to make an obvious display of staring at him. Subjugator of pirates, former governor of Iriadu, graduate of Prefsbelt, naval officer during the Clone Wars, decorated at the Battle of Kamino and promoted to admiral after a daring escape from the Citadel prison. Adjutant General by the war's end, and named by the Emperor one of 20 Imperial Moffs. After years of absence from the Imperial capital, was Tarkin here to be forgiven, rewarded, or punished with another mission that would send him chasing separatist recidivists through the western reaches, the corporate sector, the Tyon hegemony? He sometimes wondered where fate might have taken him if he hadn't entered the academy system after his years with Outland, when a move to civilian instruction had seemed the best strategy for introducing himself to the wider galaxy. Perhaps he would still be in pursuit of Outer Rim pirates or mercenaries, or slaved to a desk in some planetary capital city. No matter what, it was unlikely that he would ever have crossed paths with the Emperor when he was still known as Palpatine. It was while Tarkin was attending the Sullust Sector Spacefarers Academy that they met, or rather that Palpatine had sought him out. Tarkin had just returned to the Academy's orbital facility from long hours of starship maneuvers in an Incom T-95 trainer when someone called his name as he was crossing the flight deck. Turning to the voice, he was astonished to find the Republic Senator walking toward him. Tarkin knew that Palpatine was part of Supreme Chancellor Kalpona's party, which included his administrator, Finis Valorum, and several other senators, all of whom were on station to attend the Academy's commencement and commissioning day ceremonies. Most of the graduates would be moving on to positions in commercial piloting, local system navies, or the judicial department. Dressed in fashionable blue robes, the red-haired aesthete politician flashed a welcoming smile and extended a hand in greeting.
Cadet Tarkin, I'm Senator Palpatine.
I know who you are, Tarkin said, shaking hands with him. You represent Naboo in the Senate. Your homeworld and mine are practically galactic neighbors.
So we are.
I want to thank you personally for the position you took in the Senate on the bill that will encourage policing of the free trade zones. Palpatine gestured in dismissal.
Our hope is to bring stability to the Outer Rim worlds.
His eyes narrowed.
The Jedi haven't provided any support in dealing with the pirates that continue to plague the Sesswenna.
Tarkin shook his head. They've ignored our requests for intervention. Apparently the Sesswenna doesn't rate highly enough on their list of priorities.
Palpatine sniffed. Well, I might be able to offer some help in that regard. Not with the Jedi, of course. With the Judicials, I mean.
Iriadi would be grateful for any help. Stability in the Sesswenna could ease tensions all along the Hydean Way. Palpatine's eyebrows lifted in delighted surprise.
A cadet who is not only a very skilled pilot, but who also has an awareness of politics.
What are the chances? I might ask the same. What are the chances of a Republic Senator knowing me on sight?
As a matter of fact, your name came up in a discussion I was having with a group of like-minded friends on Coruscant.
My name? Tarkin said in disbelief as they began to amble toward the pilot's ready rooms.
We are always on the lookout for those who demonstrate remarkable skills in science, technology, and other fields.
Palpatine allowed his words to trail off, then said,
Tell me, Cadet Tarkin, what are your plans following graduation from this institution?
I still have another 2 years of training, but I'm hoping to be accepted to the Judicial Academy.
Palpatine waved in dismissal. Easily done. I happen to be personal friends with the Provost of the Academy. I would be glad to advocate on your behalf, if you wish.
I'd be honored, Tarkin managed. I don't know what to say, Senator. If there's anything I can do...
There is.
Palpatine came to an abrupt halt on the flight deck and turned to face Tarkin directly.
I want to propose an alternative course for you. politics. Tarkin repressed a laugh. I'm not sure, Senator.
I know what you must be thinking. But politics was a noble enough choice for some of your relatives. Or are you cut from so different a cloth?
Palpatine continued before Tarkin could reply.
If I may speak candidly for a moment, Cadet, we feel, my friends and I, that you'd be wasting your talents in the judicial department. With your piloting skills, I'm certain you would be an excellent addition to their forces, but you're already much more than a mere pilot.
Tarkin shook his head in bewilderment. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
And why should you? Politics, however, is my area of expertise.
Palpatine's relaxed expression became serious.
I understand what it's like to be a young man of action and obvious ambition who feels that he has been marginalized by the circumstances of his birth.
Even here, I can imagine that you've been ostracized by the spoiled progeny of the influential.
It has little to do with wealth. Your family could buy and sell most of the brats here, and everything to do with fortune.
The fact that you weren't born closer to the core, and so you are forced to defend against their petty prejudices, that you lack refinement, culture, a sense of propriety. He stopped to allow a smile to take shape.
I'm well aware that you've been able to make a name for yourself in spite of this. That alone, young Tarkin, shows that you weren't born to follow.
You're speaking from personal experience, Tarkin risked saying after a long moment of silence.
Of course I am, Palpatine told him. Our homeworlds are different in the sense that mine wished no part of galactic politics, while yours has long sought to be included. But I knew from early on that politics could provide me with a path to the center. Even so, I didn't get to Coruscant fully on my own. I had the help of a teacher. I was younger than you are now when this person helped me realize what I most wanted in life, and helped me attain it.
You, Tarkin began. Palpatine nodded.